Good afternoon. A warm front will bring showers and some thunderstorms to the region late this morning and into the afternoon. A few of the thunderstorms will be south of the capital region that may contain gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Showers do look to diminish tonight, but a cold front and upper-level disturbance will bring more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. It appears that a 3 to 5 hour period of steady light rain and moderate rain will occur for most areas through the early afternoon hours. Given the current dew points in the mid-50s to around 60, we will see wet bulb cooling that's going to allow the current temperatures to level off and maybe even fall back in a couple spots into the 60s for many areas through the early afternoon. With this in mind, this is going to greatly limit instability in the atmosphere, so this is going to remove the chance for some thunder at least through noontime. Isolated to scattered showers may redevelop across portions of the southwest Adirondacks and western Mohawk Valley closer to sunset on the western edge of the incoming cold pool. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a surface high pressure over the southeast influenced by the western edge of the Bermuda High. This flow pattern is going to lead to continued inflow of the Saharan dust into the southeastern part of the country. The main impacts of Saharan dust will be hazy skies during the day, locally reduced visibility, and degraded air quality. However, this could also make for some very colorful sunrises and sunsets with deeper oranges and reds compared to normal. On Sunday, the highest concentration of dust looks to focus mainly over Florida, and additionally, temperatures over Florida should be hotter than normal and could even set records with highs in the upper 90s through Sunday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Angel Fire, New Mexico, and at Grand Lake in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 87. In Boston, rain showers with a high near 84. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, breezy with a chance for some showers as highs stay in the low 70s. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 81 degrees while the average low is 60. The record high of 97 was set back in 1941, while the record low of 45 was set back in 1940 and tied in 1970. Today's sunrise was at 5:19 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:38 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 25 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at rain showers in the early afternoon hours, then turning scattered into the later part of the afternoon, early evening. Mostly cloudy skies as highs reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms ends early as we turn to mostly cloudy skies and overnight lows drop down towards around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll see the chance for showers and thunderstorms as we get into the mid-afternoon hours as highs reach into the low 80s. For the night tonight, showers and thunderstorms do look to gradually come to an end as we see mostly cloudy skies and overnight lows dropping down into the upper 60s. Some of these storms may be severe. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at the chance for rain showers in the early afternoon, staying mostly cloudy as highs reach near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we'll see some scattered showers early on, turning more so isolated before clearing. Mostly cloudy skies are expected as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at rain showers and thunderstorms, some of which on severe side this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 60s. For the night tonight, showers and thunderstorms do remain likely early on. Then we turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain showers and thunderstorms remain a possibility today as highs only reach into the low 70s. Breezy conditions as well, and for the night tonight, rain showers and thunderstorms remain likely early on, then turning to isolated showers as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, We will once again start out dry, and we'll see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as highs reach into the low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.